The Hugh Hodgson School of Music presents the Hodgson Wind Ensemble and the Hodgson Singers in concert Thursday, October 12th at 7:30 p.m. in Hodgson Concert Hall. This performance is a continuation of the prestigious Thursday Scholarship Series. Joining me in the studio to talk about this event, please welcome Dr. Cynthia Johnston Turner, Director of Bands and Professor of Music, and Dr. Daniel Barra, the John D. Boyd UGA Foundation Professor of Choral Music. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this event. Is this the first time you have collaborated?
It is, and so that's very exciting. But the wind ensemble, generally speaking, doesn't get to collaborate with choral activities just because of the repertoire. So that's what partly what makes this very exciting.
Speaking of the repertoire, what's on tap for Thursday night?
Well, we're opening the concert with a piece called Dragon Rhyme by Chen Yi. She's a Chinese-American composer. We're performing Lollapalooza by John Adams, a minimalist, funky composition. And we are also performing Funeral Music for Queen Mary, but by Stephen Stuckey.
Mm-hmm. How did you select these pieces for the concert?
Well, the anchor of the piece is the secular oratorio called Scraps from a Madman's Diary. Mm-hmm. And because it is so powerful, unique, and bold, it was actually a challenge to think about what to pair with something like that.
Yeah. And Dr. Barra, what has it been like in this first collaboration with the Wind Ensemble and the Hodgson Singers?
It's been excellent. I mean, working with Dr. Johnston Turner is a delight. She's been really fantastic in front of the choir. We just had our first joint rehearsal with the Wind Ensemble and the Hodgson Singers Monday night, which went just really beautifully. And I think it's going to be a performance where the audience can just viscerally feel the drama of the piece, which is just receiving its North American premiere with this performance Thursday. And so it's been really delightful. It's a challenging piece, I think, probably for Wind Ensemble and for choir, but that's been the sort of the biggest hurdle for us, is not collaborating, but the challenge of this particular piece, which I think the singers are surmounting with great enthusiasm.
Is this an all-student cast?
This is the whole Hodgson Singers, which is a 48-voice ensemble. It's considered the most selective of the choirs at UGA. The unique thing about this piece in the choir world is that it calls on the singers to be actors, not unlike an opera. So while oratorio is a somewhat dramatic work, it's usually not a staged work. And in this case, the choir is staged. There's blocking. The choir is called upon to be a character throughout this, and they're moving around. So this calls on, you know, more skills than are usually called upon from a concert choir that usually stands still and sings.
What are you most looking forward to about this performance?
The subject matter is taboo in this society, to musically and dramatically explore mental wellness and mental illness is very exciting, and I'll tell you why. There's been many students who have come forward to me, and I don't know about you, Dr. Barra, but who have thanked me and thanked us for being brave enough and open enough to mount a work like this that deals so overtly with a topic that we don't like to talk about. And students have said that they feel more relaxed, more open to say, you know, I've had issues with anxiety. I sometimes feel sad. I mean, who among us has not been touched by some form of mental illness in our lives? And so it's one of the first steps to wellness and feeling better is to get some of these things out in the open, to say things and to feel comfortable with saying things. It doesn't make you a bad person or less of a person. We all need a little help sometimes.
And then exploring that in terms of music is something that's just not done. Is that correct?
Right. That is right.
Yeah, and this piece does such a brilliant job of really taking the listener to this tragic and very emotional place of a man coming to terms with his own madness. And that's, we say something, you know, people are crazy, you're crazy, you're mad. And we say it flippantly, but the truth is that this is a real thing. You know, I wouldn't be embarrassed if I had heart disease or cancer. I wouldn't hide that diagnosis, I don't think. But for some reason, a mental illness or a diagnosis, that's something we do tend to feel less willing to share. There's an embarrassment or a shame associated with that. And I'm not sure why that is, but that just seems to be the social norm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're doing something different that the audience might not be expecting for this performance. What is it exactly?
Right. We commissioned one of our graduate composers in composition to write a piece on this subject of mental wellness and mental illness. And I have no idea what it's going to sound like. It's an electronic piece of music that will play over the sound system during intermission, and the audience members can choose to stay and listen to it or choose not to.
So that'll be something that traditional concert goers are not used to hearing, is music coming in during the intermission.
Correct. One of the things we're thinking of doing at the end of the concert is something called a thought canvas, which was the idea of a student who did a similar event for his recital at University of Texas, Austin. We're going to have a tarp, a blank canvas that he's actually sitting on and performing, and people will be invited to write thoughts about the music after the concert. We heard from the conductor who did the premiere in Australia that he said we were not prepared for people crying in the audience.
Oh.
And so there was a lot of, after the concert, people needed to talk about it. And so we were hoping to have some sort of way to externalize some of these thoughts.
It sounds like it's going to be a very powerful evening.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Dr. Barra, you mentioned that Scraps from a Madman's Diary is being premiered at this event. Is the composer going to be joining us that night?
Yes, Kathy Lacuda will be joining us, and we'll be here for our final rehearsals in preparation for Thursday, and we'll be in the audience that night. So that's a real honor for us to be able to have her here all the way from Australia.
Wow. Does that put an added level of pressure on the two of you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Have you done this before where the composer's sitting in the audience, and is this a situation where it's customary for the composer to even maybe talk to you beforehand and inject their own comments or commentary on how it should be performed?
Yeah, I love it. I love working with a living composer. I mean, that sounds odd, but, you know, a lot of quote-unquote classical music, we perform music of dead composers.
Right.
And so working with a living composer who we can interact with, who we can get into their head, as it were, on what they were thinking and what this means and their aesthetic, is very exciting, not just for us as conductors and teachers, but for the students as well.
How do you get tickets?
Tickets can be purchased at the Performing Arts Center box office. And you can do that online or by telephone or by stopping in.
Okay, very good. Dr. Daniel Barra, the John D. Boyd UGA Foundation Professor of Choral Music. Dr. Cynthia Johnston Turner, Director of Bands, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome, and thank you for having us.
The performance, once again, features the Hodson Wind Ensemble and the Hodson Singers, Thursday, October the 12th at 7:30 p.m. To hear the full discussion with Dr. Johnston Turner and Dr. Barra, please go to our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carden.